NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast, Monday evening, August 10th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Partners Group sees strong growth at U.S. HVH portfolio companies as extreme weather increases demand for cooling. Partners Group is experiencing strong growth at its U.S. HVH portfolio companies, DiversiTech and Premistar, with revenues rising 60% and doubling respectively since acquisition. The increase reflects a growing demand for HVH parts and maintenance services due to extreme weather conditions. Partners Group is implementing value creation plans to support future growth by investing in operations, supply chains, technology, and executing selective add-on acquisitions.
ViroMed Medical AG signs distribution partnerships for ViroCap in 6 additional markets. ViroMed Medical AG has signed distribution partnerships for its ViroCap product in Spain, Portugal, Greece, the Balkan region, Romania, and Saudi Arabia. The agreements with 6 separate companies aim to expand ViroMed's international presence, with minimum purchase quantities set for each market. The company expects to generate additional sales of at least 3,000 devices per year. CEO Uwe Perbont sees these partnerships as a crucial step in ViroMed's growth phase, with plans for more partnerships in the near future.
Investor news breaks: Nikola Mining Inc. joins Ocean Partners in $10 million Blue Lagoon financing. Nikola Mining Inc. has joined forces with Ocean Partners UK Limited in a $10 million financing deal for Blue Lagoon Resources. Each company will invest $5 million to support the development and production ramp-up of Blue Lagoon's Dome Mountain Gold and Silver Project in British Columbia. Nikola's investment includes acquiring 8,333,333 common shares at $0.60 per share, strengthening the partnership between mine development, concentrate marketing, and milling infrastructure.
U.S.-made sublingual peptide strips launch for needle-free research. U.S.-based PX1 Research has launched a line of sublingual peptide strips for needle-free research, including retatrutide, terzapatide, and BPC-157 formulations. Manufactured domestically under CGMP standards, each batch undergoes HPLC purity verification, ensuring 99% or greater purity. The strips dissolve under the tongue, offering a non-invasive delivery method for academic and institutional researchers seeking compounds with documented quality control standards.
Oshkosh revealed the real electric aviation market. It's not just flying cars. Oshkosh Air Venture showcased the diverse electric aviation market beyond flying cars, with traditional aircraft like Cessna Caravans and Pipistrels converting to electric power. Companies like Air EV are aiming for automotive sale production, while Skyfly pursues Mosaic-level approvals for non-commercial aircraft. The event highlighted operational electric aircraft, shifting focus from certification to real-world deployment, signaling a broader market opportunity across various aviation sectors.
US-NAID research peptides hit 99% plus HPLC purity standard. US-made research peptides from PX1 Research have reached a new standard of 99% plus HPLC purity. The company now applies CGMP quality control and HPLC purity verification to its entire catalog, ensuring every batch meets the high purity threshold. This move aims to meet the compliance expectations of academic institutions and research labs seeking compounds for non-clinical study. Mission IR news breaks: Nikola Mining Inc. joins Ocean Partners in $10 million Blue Lagoon financing. Nikola Mining Inc. has joined forces with Ocean Partners UK Limited in a $10 million financing deal for Blue Lagoon Resources. Each company will invest $5 million to support the development and production ramp-up of Blue Lagoon's Dome Mountain Gold and Silver Project in British Columbia. Nikola's investment includes acquiring 8,333,333 common shares at $0.60 per share, strengthening the partnership among mine development, concentrate marketing, and milling infrastructure.
Chinese copper smelters switch to scrap amid concentrate shortages. Chinese copper smelters are turning to scrap metal due to a shortage of copper concentrate feedstocks. With processing charges falling into negative territory, companies like Platon Group Metals Limited could see increased revenues from this byproduct. As the supply constraints persist, the industry is adapting to the changing market dynamics. Investor news breaks: Sinai Immunotherapeutics Limited appoints Iran Kuratz to lead CDMO supply chain, business process administration. Sinai Immunotherapeutics announced the appointment of Iran Kuratz as head of supply chain and business process administration for its subsidiary, Sinai Biopharma Services. With over 30 years of experience in leadership and supply chain management, Kuratz will oversee various functions including procurement, inventory management, and cybersecurity. This appointment follows the expansion of Sinai's CDMO platform through the acquisition of Recipharm Israel, enhancing its capabilities in biologics and small molecule development.
Under the Asia and War, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.